This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston now and see what's going on locally around here with John Littleton. Hey, John, good morning. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, sir. Oh, not a whole heck of a lot. Same old stuff every day, you know?
Right.
But, you know, everything's rocking along pretty good. You know, we finally got some water back in the lake, got the lake back. I checked it a little while ago. It's maybe an inch or two above pool. So,
well, that's good.
You know, that's, yeah, yeah. The, you know, the, as usual, it's still a little bit muddy, you know, we had some pretty good rains there last weekend and, you know, a lot of runoff and, you know, as that helped to fill up the lake, but, you know, it being a shallow water lake, it muddied it up a little bit.
Right.
But, it's all good. Fish are biting, you know, so that's, I think they love all that fresh water, you know, back in there. But so, I predominantly bass fish, and so we kind of missed a little bit of the spawn. I know I was talking to my partner the other day, and, you know, normally throughout this time of year, the month of March up to now or a little bit longer, we're flipping cypress trees, you know, catching
right
spawning fish. But I know we were talking, and I think we might have caught 2, maybe 3 fish off of trees this year, you know, that were spawning.
Well, it's been dry up there where you normally fish, huh? Because the lake was so low, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was, heck, where we're normally throwing in a foot and a half of water, catching them on beds against some trees, there was no water there.
Yeah.
So, we just run the banks, and they still up there. They were still there, you know. We caught them. It's just, you know, you just got to adapt and go down the bank and, you know, find a little lay down or something they can tuck into and, you know, spawn. So, but I think we got one more push coming in with this new moon, you know, coming up, this full moon. So, that's gonna be good. But, we complained about the lake being down, the water level, you know, and all that. But we had a lot of growth. A lot of those pads, you know, started growing, and now they're starting to show up, you know, we're they're barely under the water. So, you know, they'll be on top of the water here, oh, I don't know, a week or two, it seems like. I know in two or three areas that we're fishing there. So, and then we got the shad spawn going to start here. We're starting to see some shad, you know, kind of popping against the bulkheads. So, you know, that's going to be good. It's getting back. I mean, you know, it's kind of a little discouraging there for a while, but it's getting back, you know. We can get out there and catch us a few bass. And, man, I love to go and run those bulkheads, you know, when the catfish are up there, and you just take you a slip cork and a cast net, catch you some shad, and throw them up right against that bulkhead, a foot and a half or 2 foot deep, and hang on. You know, that's a lot of fun doing that.
Well, it's getting that time. It keeps getting kind of set back with these cool fronts, you know, dropping the water temps.
Yeah.
And but
once
this water stabilizes and stays up like it is, you know, Conroe, Lake Houston, Livingston, everybody's going to start slamming them.
Yep. I haven't checked it. I didn't go out this week. I haven't checked it or asked any of my buddies what the water temp was since we had that little front. And like you were talking to Brian and them, you know, it got a little chilly up here too, you know.
Yeah, it did.
So, yeah. Yeah, it, you know, I had to dig out my heavy coat there, I think, Tuesday. It got a little chilly. So, but, no, all's good, Mickey. I mean, we're getting back in the swing of things. You know, they're still doing the dredging. They're moving around a little bit, rerouting those pipes.
Right.
You know, so, you know, just, you know, people coming out, especially if you're going to run a little bit before daylight or something, just, you know, be careful, because they do have some markers out there, some buoy markers, and
and they should have lights on for nighttime too.
Yeah, they do. They got some little flashing lights on them. So,
yeah.
You know, they're doing a pretty good job marking that, and you can run, you know, run over them. I mean, they're down. So there's a couple areas in the bayou that they got them right up by the bank, and I know there's one area that a lot of us bass fishermen love to go in, you know, and catch bass, but we haven't been able to get in there all year because of the pipe.
Right.
I mean, it's actually showing, and it's blocking off.
Yeah, it's blocking
into
it
that
off
pocket.
Where you can't. Yeah, that ain't good.
Yeah, you can't get in there, and. That's good, I guess, you know, it the fish that did get up in there to spawn didn't get caught.
No, so, they were unharassed.
Yeah, so, you know, they that little area should have had a good spawn, you know, in there. But, yeah, it's, we don't have any tournaments. We got, you know, tell the people, don't forget about, we got that kids tournament tomorrow, the kid fish thing.
Man, I can't believe that's already here.
Yeah, it's tomorrow morning. It starts at 7 o'clock and it's over about noon, and then they have a big Easter egg hunt right after that. You know, they put on a good little deal there. We've got to run up to Austin for a wedding, and we'll be gone all weekend, so not gonna get to fish it, you know, with the granddaughter. So, you know, but there'll be a lot of kids out there fishing, and you know, they supply the bait, and it's easy fishing, Mickey. I mean, you know, you walk around the walkways there. It's the old Cedar Landing restaurant. Now it's Lake Houston Brewery. And,
right.
You know, they always have a good time and put on a good deal there. And, there's a, be a lot of kids out there catching them some catfish.
How many kids usually show up for that deal?
Oh, they have a lot, Mickey. They have probably 60 to 80 kids, you know, cool. that show up. Yeah. And, you know, you can just come and fish for an hour or two or stay all day. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, they do give away trophies for, I think, the most fish caught in the girls and most fish caught in the boys. Then they give away the biggest fish, the little trophy, and they give away a lot of stuff. Every fish that you bring up to the and weigh it in, they have tables and tables of gifts, you know, and you go over there and just pick you out a gift, you know.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so it's a good time. They got... You know, they can always use some volunteers to help. Some of these kids and even the parents that show up, you know, they might have never even fished before or
right.
very little. And they always need some help out there, you know, getting the kids set up. And,
well, that's what gets these kids and parents into the sport, you know. Gives them a
yeah,
good outdoor activity
to,
you know, participate in.
Yep. Yep, that's what we try to do. We try to do that every year and, you know, get them to come out and hang out and fish and catch a fish or two. And, you know, like I said, there'll be several fish caught tomorrow that will be the kids' first fish, you
yeah.
know, to ever catch.
Sure.
So, and I mean, heck, you don't ever know. You know, they might end up loving the sport or, you know, they might say, no, this is not for me, you know.
But true. That's with any sport.
They
though.
Have a. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a good, and it's good, like I said, good clean fishing. You're not having to, you know, mess around walking in the mud or whatever. You walk there on the bulkheads and, you know, the good walkways and plenty of room. You know, it's just a good little fun time to do that, you know, and go hang out, meet some buddies, you know, and catch a few fish.
Well, but, thank God there's going to be nice weather tomorrow for them.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be maybe a little light jacket early in the morning. I know I'm showing 63 right here on my radio on my, you know,
yeah.
in my truck, so... you know, I mean, that's a little chilly, but, you know, for the kiddos, but, you know, it'll be all right. A lot of these kids are tougher than we are.
Yeah, they mean, don't even feel know. The cold.
No, they, you know, 60 degrees, I'm looking for me a little windbreaker or something,
yeah.
you know, and they got shorts and t-shirt.
Nah, it doesn't bother them. I got some good blood
yeah.
pumping, man.
Yeah, I know it. But all in all, everything's been pretty good, Mickey. I mean, we're you know, getting geared up. We got a couple bass tournaments coming up the next two weekends after this weekend. So, you know, we'll be out there trying to catch us some bass. Hopefully all them shad will be moved up getting those pads. There's some good areas in the bayou, you know, that those pads come up, you know, and I love to throw a frog or a buzz bait or, you know, and always have you a little backup, you know, you miss one or one blow up and you miss it, throw a little Texas rig or wacky worm if you can, you know, wacky worm's a little tough to throw in them pads, but mm-hmm. you can throw you a little Cinco or something like that around when you get a blow up. Oh man, a lot of times you'll catch that fish. You know, that blew up on it.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, can do that, catch a few fish, win a little money, and go play the game the next week. So,
hopefully there's better weather and fun times ahead for everybody.
Yeah, we need it. It's been a roller coaster this year.
It has. It's been brutal.
I mean, it always happens to be on tournament weekend, too. You know, never
always.
Fails.
You can bank on
yeah.
it. Put money on
can.
It.
yeah,
all right, John. Well, hey, bud, if somebody wants to call you, give them your number so they can get a hold of you, man.
Sure, they can always call me or text me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or send me a text.
You got it, my friend. John, have a All good right. weekend. Yeah, say
you
hello
too.
To everybody All in right, Austin you. When you're up there.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah.
All right. See you,
All
man.
All right. Thank
Later.
You, Mickey.
All right. All right, that's John Littleton on Lake Houston. You know, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. If your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832. LiquiShield restores your RV's roof, prevents future damage, extends its life, and boosts its value. They come to you, so the job's usually done in just one day, and it's backed by a 30-year warranty. Book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832. That's 281-831-7832. LiquiShield RV Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City now. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, down at Boyd's One Stop in the Texas City Dyke. Good morning, Dave. What's going on?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
How are you, man?
I'm doing just fine. I'm sitting out here about 2 miles down the dike, and I've been just sitting here admiring this beautiful moon that's fixing to set in the west. And it's just been a beautiful morning, just unreal.
It is. It's gorgeous.
The conditions are right. If a fella has the time to get out here and and get on this water, I think they'll enjoy it. Everything's kind of coming together, so we'll see what happens. It's just it's kind of a blessing this morning. I guess part of that is Mickey, because yesterday morning about 9 o'clock, I was up in Houston at MD Anderson, and that's just a whole different world away from this bay down here. There's a lot of folks up there. That's a lot of folks up there sitting on pins and needles, you just have to kind of take things as they are. It's just so this morning, it's kind of a different deal. Yesterday, it wasn't, but today it's a whole lot better. So we grab it a day at a time. You know, when you get up in the age like we are, I don't want to put you in the group because you're mentally a kid.
But it's, I don't know about that.
But when you get up in the age like this, it's, you know, when we were young, you'd hear about somebody passing. It might be a grandparent or some older person that you might know or related to or something, but it wasn't that often, and it kind of didn't even fit into your world when we were young. But when we get up in our age, we start seeing people go pretty regular, friends, family, coworkers, so it gives you time to think about it, but enjoy every day as it comes as best we can do. And so that's what I'm going to do. We'll just take it a day at a time. 65 degrees on the Texas City Dyke, light winds. I can't see the color of the water this morning, Mickey. I hadn't walked out on one of the piers and taken a look, but I did stop by a little spot I like in League City over by Clear Creek, and all that water was still stained and muddied up from all of the weather that we've had with the wind and such. So I would imagine the bay's probably not in the best of shape as far as 30, but you keep these winds down like this and things will shape up in a hurry.
Yes. Hopefully. On the wind part. We know the water will, but hopefully the wind will stay down for a while. Man, we've had some breezes this year.
I mean, and just about every direction you can think of, except for up or down. But it's been all around. All around. But it's a beautiful morning this morning, and I can't wait to see that sunrise. It's going to be a good one. This old moon will be giving it up here in short order, and is the actual full moon tomorrow, or was that yesterday?
Yeah, we're 95% this morning.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have another
jumping
good
up to 99%.
Oh, it'll be another good one then. Another good one coming up this evening. I stopped by Boyd's a while ago. I tried to get in there and take a look at the bait situation before I ride out to the end. And Mickey, those shrimp look like 9-12 swimming in that bay.
And some pretty good ones, huh?
the bait tanks, they're huge, which is great for some people. And some folks don't want to have anything to do with them because it's costly. You get if you only buy a pint, you might get maybe about 8 to 10 of those babies, you know?
We used to try to get those real giant ones this time of year to use on the jetties out there with a small treble hook and just a split shot or something. Free shrimp in the edge of those rocks for those big, big yellow mouse used to swim up and down there all the time. Man, a lot of big trout caught that way back in the day.
Well, for folks that like to fish with live, some folks like to fish, it don't matter. They'll use anything from live to plastic to whatever else. These live shrimp, like you say, with a split shot, these babies are so big, you can chunk them out just straight on the hook. And
it's like throwing a lure, man. Them, you can chunk them.
Yes, sir. You pass them by those rocks on the North Jetty and even the South Jetty, and all I can say is hang on, because you don't know, ain't no telling what you're going to get. But those are
no telling.
Those are some Jim Dandy Shrimp, and but I understand a couple of the guides that we have that come by that are supplying live bait for their customers, and the customers aren't really picky. They rely on the guide to fix them up with whatever they got. They want those smaller shrimp so they have more opportunities for the cost of them. I totally mm-hmm. understand that and appreciate it. But if you look closely, you'll see some of them come in and they'll get with Alberto and say, "Hey man, pull me out some of them big jumbos if you got enough to go around," and they know what's going on because those big shrimp can really, really pay off. And this is the time of year, man. It's nice. There's going to be some fish caught today. I guarantee you it's going to be nice.
Right. Like to see the weekenders get them a good break this weekend, get them some yeah. favorable conditions, you know?
Yeah. Yes, sir. They wait all week long and then get up to a Friday and the wind's howling and, all kind of crazy weather going on to shut them down.
Exactly.
But but these are some, we've had a couple of really good weekdays. It's been really nice. It's good to see things kind of shape up. We want to take advantage of it. But they've had some pretty nice looking blue crabs, Mickey. I think the crabbers are getting out there and doing their thing as well. We've had some available for the customers and been shipping some off. The folks up north, they want our Galveston Bay crabs so they can stamp Chesapeake Bay on them and sell them to them folks up there.
Do you see but where they, Italy is trying to eliminate their blue crab population? They call them an invasive species. Did they not get the memo on those, how good they are to eat?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I heard something about it a year ago. There was some talk about these blue crabs. They can be as invasive as they want to be around me.
I wish they'd invade my house. I'll take all of them. Everybody don't want, buddy. I'm like a good crab boil.
Yeah, this world's upside down. But some people are crazy for other people are trying to get rid of them. But these blue crabs are.
You can get full on crawfish and shrimp, but it's hard to get full on blue crab. When you do, man, that's takes a ton of them.
They got a taste of their own. It's hard to beat, and they're
nectar from the gods.
They're so good in so many different recipes and dishes.
Yes.
My wife's favorite is crab bisque. Now I tell you, I really ain't got any use for it, but she just absolutely loves it. Not crawfish bisque, but crab bisque. And Papa Do's will put it on every now and then, and they make a pretty good one according to her standards. And so when it's available, we usually go fill her up on that. But man, I like them just about anyway. I like them just boil them up, season them up, and put them on the table and give me a hammer. You know, just go to town.
I like them that way. Mm-hmm. And then my second mm-hmm. favorite is crab cakes. And I used to drive all the way down to League City all the time just to eat Valentino's crab cakes. Oh, man. They were
nice. Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Shrimp and grits when he had that restaurant. Oh, that was awesome.
You like the crab cakes that are just about all crab and very little
pure
filler.
Pure crab, nothing else, man. Pure crab, baby.
I knew the answer. I knew the answer before I even asked.
Hey,
yeah,
if it's
you
got
want them
crab
things.
In it, it don't take much to please me.
Yeah, you don't have anything in there to hold them together. I mean, when you get them served to you, there's pieces of crab falling off on the side.
I mean, just good old lumps of it. Well, we used to go to Gatto's all the time. We'd get them two big old piles of lump crab meat on your plate. That was always good too.
Man, that sounds good, Mickey.
Makes it even better because you don't even have to pick them yourself. You know, you just order it like that.
Yeah.
But I enjoy sitting around a table cracking crab and, you know, it's kind of like breaking bread together. You can crack crab with me, buddy. That's good stuff. Sitting around fishing lies and eating crab, man.
Yeah. I honestly think that's you know, that's just our culture down here, and it's the same way. And kind of when the crawfish thing got into full swing, which it is, it's the same thing. The tempo is sit around and enjoy the day and do the crawfish thing and all of the sides and just sit around and have a good time and cut up and eat those things. And same way with crab, and ain't nothing wrong with a big old catfish fry or some saltwater fish. And it's all good. That's what we do down here. And the kinfolk that from up north that I've got will come down here and they just marvel at it. They say, we don't have anything like that up here. And
Southern living, just baby. Good old Southern living.
Yeah. Just come on down and enjoy it with us and then go back home.
Well, y'all got a lot going on with your crawfish business down there, not to mention those great shrimp y'all sell and plenty of bait. If you're looking for bait, Boyd's is the place to go. But if somebody wants to get down there, give them some info how they can, you know, find you on Facebook and stay informed on crawfish specials and all that stuff, man.
Sure, Mickey. Crawfish have been absolutely outstanding. We're so thankful compared to last year, but we won't even talk about that anymore, about last year. But this year, it's on like Donkey Kong. And the prices have been coming down, down, and down. And folks have just loved the crawfish that we've been serving up, the cooked crawfish, both at the Cajun Grill and in Santa Fe. Santa Fe is just, those folks over there are just unbelievable. All in that whole area. I say Santa Fe, but it includes Hitchcock, Manville, Alvin, rolls up to even up into my neighborhood and League City.
I know people that drive
all
over
around
there from my way and get crawfish.
But they do. We got a guy yesterday or day before said, I'm on my 2-hour trip right now heading down there to have some of that stuff. And he up around Conroe or somewhere. I don't know. But anyway. Boyd's One Stop, ready to serve you. 227 Dyke Road, 409-945-4001. Got live shrimp, live finger mullet, just beautiful seafood. I watched them rolling in a couple of big bags of table shrimp. Alberto was getting ready to process that. So there's everything for everybody. And like I mentioned this early on talking to you, it's just a beautiful morning. If you're not up, get up, get outside. If it's on the back porch and watch the sun come up, it's going to be awesome. Makes us thankful for who we are and where we are. So
you got that,
Mickey,
right.
With that, I'll tell you, top of the morning to you. Always a pleasure to visit with you on Friday.
Same here.
And I hope I can do it. Hope I can do it next week.
You better. You better. I know your number. I'll find you. All right, Dave. Well, hey, y'all keep hitting it out of the park, man. Y'all doing a great job down there, so stay with it, man.
Thank you, Mickey. Y'all take care. See you later.
Later. All right. Well, hey, anglers, you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th, down in Matagorda, Texas, and they're kicking things off on Thursday night on the 24th. Join us at the captain's meeting and Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch. Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. Then it's game on, safe light launch on Friday morning, and weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. So bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry fee is just $400 per team. And here's the best part. Your entry includes an all-you-can-eat crawfish dinner on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hook Spit Junior Anglers Association, helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down G-Town Way and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Stevie. What's up, bud?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Oh, nothing. Just sitting here having coffee, talking to Jace, waiting on you. Waiting on you to get done with your commercials.
There you go. That's me.
No.
Rocking and rolling, brother. Well, Well, you got a good weekend ahead of you. You're marrying off your daughter this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Brooke is a grown woman now. That's nuts how they grow up.
It goes so fast.
It does,
it's
man.
It's crazy. I know that's
like
real.
Before she was entering pigs at the fair, making scholarship money.
I know. You've got a good memory. I know. I mentioned some of that stuff. I stayed up till like midnight last night writing the speech. I'm doing the toast.
You got to do that deal too, man. I don't have to,
but yeah. But yeah, I put some of that stuff in there, man. I rewrote that daggum thing like 5 times.
Folks, if you die and need a good obituary or you're getting married, call Hillman.
No, don't call.
Call Hillman.
Don't call me. Call somebody else. But anyway, we're leaving today. We're gonna stay over there.
Yeah, where's all this going down at?
In Angleton, right down the road.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Right down the road, some big venue, historical place. I don't even know the name. I can't remember the name of it. But
right.
I've been trying to figure out a way to write it off on my income tax, but I don't think
that ain't gonna happen, Captain.
But nah, man, I only fished. I didn't fish Monday. We punted on that deal. I just didn't feel like it. I mean, it was hard backside of that front and everything. So we moved that trip. I had a drifting trip, and then I fished Tuesday and Wednesday. And that was the only 2 days I fished this week.
Well, I hope you did better Wednesday than I did.
Wednesday actually was pretty good for us. I say that. My guys kind of had a hard time feeling the bite. The bites are real soft, but you know, overall
I just suck now, man. I don't fish enough anymore to be good.
I don't know, you know, that's you know better than that. I was in a part of the bay where I didn't have to worry about the wind. I didn't have to worry about the tide. I did some things that kind of insulated me from some of the elements that we were dealing with at the time, you know, coming off that front. And we just kind of dug our heels in until those fish started eating. And it's just a lot of luck involved on that deal. But that was Wednesday. And then Tuesday, it was calm Tuesday. And I just had Rick and Marty come, you know, old retired football coach guys in for Brian. And they're short timers. We fish short half days. We stop fishing a little after 11 o'clock, but we landed right on top of them that morning, and the water was real off color from all that different wind.
Mine was
shit.
Too, man, up my way. It
really?
Was just nasty, dude.
Yeah. Just, I mean, my God, every week we get wind directions from, you know, wind blows from every direction. Big time tide fluctuations, water temperature fluctuations. I mean, it's crazy. Every possible thing we can get thrown at us, we do. And it's a tough time of year to begin with. And then you get all that thrown on top of you, and it makes it even more difficult. But, man, there's a couple of areas in each part of our bay that are holding enough fish to where you can hit enough of them on the head to make it worth it, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And that's what happened Tuesday. I mean, the water, you couldn't see 4 inches down where we were, and got the boat in the water and went and barely got my truck parked. My brakes went out while I backed the
I remember you telling me about that. Brake lines rusted out on it.
Yeah, my brake lines are rusted
out. The old gar rig, man, taking a beating.
That truck is just, I mean, there's nothing left to replace on. I took it to Bubba's and they fixed it and everything. But anyway, so I'm fishing and I knew what I was going to have to deal with when I got in. I was kind of glad I had Rick and Marty because, you know, like I said, they don't fish very long. And man, our first stop, we started catching immediately. And I guess we started a little before 7. And of course, getting daylight a little bit earlier now, you know, and no slicks, no bait, nothing. It was one of those deals like we talk about all the time. you know, we sound like broken records, but if you didn't know they were there, you wouldn't even stop there.
Right.
And there's only really two or three patches of fish in that area where I was. And we pulled off of them at like 7:30, 7:40 and went looking at different stuff. And long story short, we caught 14 legal trout and I don't know, man, maybe 10 throwbacks. Didn't catch a lot of throwbacks. Biggest trout was just probably 18 inches. Not anything at all to write home about. We lost a lot of fish. Those bites were really soft.
Yeah.
Because of all the things we just talked about, the water temperature changes and everything else. And two, when that tide changed is when the tide was getting ready to change, like we're at the tail end of the incoming, and when we started that morning, it was really low. But they caught their fish and they keep their fish. I mean, they like to eat trout and, you know, so they kept their fish. And then, we went and did all the other stuff. Then we came back through there and that tide was at the tail end of the outgoing and all those like 15 and a half to 17 inches turned into 18, 19 inch footballs. I guess they were there the whole time. And they those bigger fish just don't eat. They eat when they want to. Whereas those little fish, and we saw the same thing Wednesday, those little fish seem to snap kind of, not all the time, but a lot more often than the bigger trout. You know, they're like teenagers coming home from junior high school and raiding the pantry, getting a fruit roll up or a Twinkie and all that kind of stuff. You know, they kind of eat all the time. But whereas us older adults, we don't eat as frequently, but we might eat a 16-ounce ribeye and a baked potato when we eat, you know. But anyway, so that was Tuesday. And then Wednesday had Jody Moses and his two customers and Michael, one of them's fished me a couple times before and he's got his own stuff, decent fisherman and everything. And then the new guy, Tony, he had never wade fished before. We totally switched gears. I saw that wind forecast, 10 to 15 gust of 20, and it was pretty accurate. And I didn't feel comfortable drifting, especially in that dirty water. So we totally switched. We went to a different part of the bay and talked them into wading. Of course, Jody loves to wade. And we jumped out at our first spot, and tide was kind of low. Certain areas, I don't like real low tides for wading over here in most areas.
There's certain spots. I mean, you got a handful of spots that are okay to wade on low tides, but for the most part, yeah, I got you. I'm with you.
No, that's it. That's it. If it's a low tide, there's some stuff out in the middle. I don't mind wading, but if it's calm, but it wasn't calm.
No.
So I went to an area where I haven't been since last year, area I usually fish more in the fall kind of. And it just seemed like it set up well for the conditions. And we eased in there, slipped the anchor over, got out, walked to this little bio drain. And, man, there wasn't any bait hardly at all. It was before the sun hadn't come up yet. And when that sun peeked over the horizon, we started seeing mullet flip and little terns diving on little minuscule newly hatched minnows and shad and all this stuff. And everything kind of came to life. But we couldn't get a sniff, man. The water was so clear. Jody caught one undersized red, but the water was so clear. And this was Wednesday. The water was so clear. I was in like waist deep water. And you could see every detail on the bottom.
Reading every little on the bottom, man. That's
yeah,
clear.
Every little nook and cranny. I mean, but we're watching these little dinner plate size stingrays swim off and little flounder.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could see everything. And I'm like, guys, this, and you got it. Barometric pressure was through the roof. Yeah, I say it was like 1,021 millibars, which is pretty high compared to what it was. And the water temperature before that front was like 73. And the water temperature where we started that morning was 62. But everything changed, everything, like we've been saying. And, I wasn't getting that warm and fuzzy, man. I said, guys, let's, I'm gonna go get the boat. I'll come get y'all. So picked them up and we made a long move to an area I haven't fished since last year. I mean, I haven't been wading a bunch, Mickey. I've been drifting a bunch. This is all kind of, you know, I say new to me, not new, but you know what I mean? It's stuff I've been doing all my life, but I don't have the waders, the wading clients.
Nobody does.
And so we jump
they
out.
They all went south.
Bingo. But we jump out and it's a long stretch of shoreline with some bio drains and troughs and stuff. And now the wind's cranking at probably about 15, 16 out of the south, southwest. And man, we had good color streaks. No bait jumping, really. And I said, man, guys, this sets up good. Tide's a little lower than I like, but we really don't have a lot of options. And so we jumped out. And, man, right when we jumped out, one little bitty slick popped up in the edge of one of these guts. And it was about 9 o'clock when we got to that spot. We did not catch a fish. Well, we didn't catch a legal fish until right at 10 o'clock, right at the start of the major. And Jody popped a real fat 20-incher, and he was 150 yards from me. We were all spread out down the shoreline, and we all started getting bit. And, I mean, we're covering, honestly, the four of us were covering probably 250 yards. We all started getting bit, and they're all little. And then they got bigger and bigger and bigger, and we ended up catching 23 decent trout. And on my honor to God, I guarantee you we caught 50 throwbacks. I mean, I haven't seen that many little fish in that area in years. I don't know what that was all about, but and they were slicking good. Everything fell into place, and about 2 hours into it, they bit for about 2 hours, and it shut off. You still catch a few here and there, but
I caught one other day. It fit in the palm of my hand. I said, I can't believe that little bitty trout just swallowed the little John. Took it all the way to the jig head.
Yeah, man, they don't know any better.
Little they're piranhas, just man.
They are. That's exactly what I called them the other day. I mean, I was literally, I would move. I'd call the guys over, and I would move, and I would start getting bit again. There was that many fish in there, but over half of them, were, like you said, you know, 10, 12 inches. And then you'd pop an 18 or 19 incher out of the middle of them.
Yeah.
But the only thing they were really, not the only thing, but the best bait was that little Laguna Shrimp Bass Assassin paddle tail, that pink.
Yeah, we caught some on that one the other day, too. Yeah, that's a good bait, man, this time of year.
But you had to have it on a Pro Elite jig head on a little 1/8 ounce, and you had to get a little bow in your line and work the color streaks. You had to do everything right, and it was hard for a couple of the guys. I mean, anyway, it ended up being all right, you know. But,
all right, well, I'm out of time already, man. That goes so fast. If somebody wants to get with you, Steve, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, man.
All right, 409-256-7937. That did go fast.
It did. Well, good luck with your baby this weekend. And
oh, boy,
bless your hearts.
I'm an emotional basket case right now, I can tell you. And I don't even know what I'm going to do tomorrow, so we'll see.
Well, good luck with that, Steve. Always good talking to you, brother. See you, man.
Thanks, Mickey Hardy.
Later. Bye. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. Be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.